From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue wants to make one thing perfectly clear. The Trump administration wants significant changes in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or food stamps. As reported in AgriPulse, SNAP is the largest ticket item in the Farm Bill, and Republican lawmakers have already been signaling they want to reduce spending on the program that helps more than 40 million people buy groceries every year. Perdue stressed the program must change to transition more people off of the assistance. 7 wheat groups from across the country sent a letter to leaders of the NAFTA nations stressing that continuing duty-free agricultural trade is critical to their success. According to Agriculture.com, Canada and the U.S. supply more than 60% of Mexico's wheat, and Mexico is the number one market for U.S. wheat exports. President Trump left open the possibility of a NAFTA withdrawal at the World Economic Forum, telling reporters, "I think we have a good chance of an agreement, but we'll see," adding, "I may terminate NAFTA, I may not." Bayer and Monsanto may have to wait a few months for antitrust approval of their $66 billion merger. The initial target to complete the deal was late 2017, but EU regulators say they may need until March 5th to complete their review. The combination would be the final step in consolidation in the seed and ag chemical sector to a big three from a big six.
And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more, visit our website at aginfo.net.